Chapter 20. And it came about at the time of the year's return, at the time that kings sally forth, that Joab proceeded to lead the combat force of the army, and lay the land of the sons of Ammon in ruin, and to come and besiege Rabbah, while David was dwelling in Jerusalem. And Joab went on to strike Rabbah, and throw it down. But David took the crown of Malcolm off its head, and found it to be a talent of gold in weight. And in it there were precious stones, and it came to be on David's head. And the spoil of the city that he brought out was very much. And the people that were in it he brought out, and he kept them employed at sawing stones, and at sharp instruments of iron, and at axes. And that was the way David proceeded to do to all the cities of the sons of Ammon. Finally, David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came about after this that war began breaking out at Giza with the Philistines. It was then that Sibbekai the Hushathite struck down Sippai of those born of the Rephaim, so that they were subdued. And there came to be war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair got to strike down Lamai, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like the beam of loom workers. And there came to be war again at Gath, when there happened to be a man of extraordinary size, whose fingers and toes were in sixes, 24, and he too had been born to the Rephaim, and he kept taunting Israel. Finally, Jonathan, the son of Shimeah, the brother of David, struck him down. These were the ones that had been born to the Rephaim in Gath, and they came to fall by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants.